This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, we want to ask God what He wants for our lives today. I wonder if you've ever come to God and just put God first in your life. As a easy kind of way of living the Christian life that says, well, I just want to include God in my life. You know, there's a way of life that is kind of an easy way to live the Christian life, which just says, I want to include God in my life. I've got my plans, my priorities, I know where I'm going, what I want to do, and I really just want God's blessing on those things, in addition to sort of the beautiful sense of the presence of God that I feel when I worship or read the Bible or pray. Well, that is not the Christian life God has in mind for you. Your life changes completely when you say, God, you are at the center of my life. You are first, and I'm going to honor you in everything I do. And taking time with God each day is a huge part of setting your mind on that course, putting your life on that path. That's what we do each day at this time of the morning, every weekday. We're looking this week at the life of Daniel in the Old Testament and how Daniel, when he and those other youths from Israel were captured by the king of Babylon and the most gifted and promising among them, he started training to be a part of his own court. Daniel knew that he was going to face so many challenges to his commitment to God, but he made the decision up front, no matter what, I will only do what honors God and obey Him, even when I'm trying to obey and honor the king of Babylon as well. Well, when you think of Daniel, I think also of Paul's statement in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 10:31, when Paul says, whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. If we want to follow the example that we see in Daniel, we have to make this wholehearted commitment to follow God and consistently apply Scripture to our decision-making. Maybe that seems foreign to you. You think, well, what does Scripture have to do with my business decisions? Well, if you'll start spending a lot of time in Scripture, you'll start seeing amazing applications to the choices and decisions you're making in your work life, in your home life, or as a student. In any situation, God wants to guide your life, and He'll do that through Scripture. And so, whether you eat or drink, and here was Daniel saying to the king, these things that I'm supposed to eat that have been offered to idols, I'm going to say no to for the sake of God. But I want you to test me and let me eat just vegetables and water and see if God doesn't make me as strong, as capable, as sharp in my mind as the other young men who are eating those things that I know I shouldn't eat. He was trusting God. And you too can trust God in the circumstances of your life if you put Him first. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. When you say this passionate yes to God in every circumstance, even ones that are challenging and difficult, and you don't know what the outcome will be if you say yes to God in your business, in your studies, in your relationships, when you trust God anyway and say yes to Him with a passionate yes, I want to please you, God. I want to do everything to your glory. Then God gets involved in your life. And here again is the challenge to us from the life of Daniel today. As you go into this day, remember, put God first and trust Him with the consequences. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.